You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Well, I just made a decision. I'm going to update a philosophy of mine. You know, my philosophy that our culture started to decline when teachers were allowed to start dressing any way they want to dress.
Okay.
Coming in ratty looking clothes and big, you know, T-shirts with writing on it and pajama pants if they want to and crazy looking green hair and face piercings and all of that. That became part of the decline of our society. And another thing that goes along with it is something y'all were just talking about before the show. Acceptance of these vandals that go around doing street graffiti and stuff on people's property. The celebration of that, of these vandals who are vandalizing, now being so highly respected and... Well, being, you know,
they don't always vandalize. They're often hired.
But it's rooted in the vandalism. And if you say something about somebody vandalizing a city wall or something by spray painting art all over it, then they get treated with the same looks and feelings of disgust that I'm getting right now.
Oh, are you feeling looks of disgust?
Look at her.
Oh, well.
And she looks at it like something, you know, one of those amazing things that she wishes she could do, but she can't reach up high enough.
Shut up.
You could draw a mouse hole on a wall with a can of spray paint.
One mouse hole?
Yeah. You could reach that.
Whatever.
Yeah, they know which art was yours immediately because it's all from like 3 feet to the ground.
Right.
Yeah, and it's all pictures of food.
Yup.
Yeah.
I like that.
I do like good graffiti art, though.
All right.
When it's really well done,
I love
it.
It's really dope.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I love watching somebody do it because the process fascinates me, mainly because I could never in a million years do that. But it's such an incredible talent.
Well, I love watching a great team of heist people bust into a bank and get through the security code and all that in a movie and rob it and get away. I like watching that too. I'm amazed by that.
Oh my god!
I don't think we should celebrate that and make it, you know, bring it into the schools.
Well, they're adding color to the world, and I love that.
The world's got plenty of color.
No, it needs more color and happiness, and I love it.
We got plenty of color, and there's enough bubble writing to do for the rest of our lives.
No more bubble writing.
Words written in bubble like cloudy. Font.
You just like all boring things in life.
No,
it's gonna be one of those days today.
It's coming out hot.
It's gonna be one of those days.
But if it's one of those deals where somebody pays one of these street vandals to come and paint something on their private property, that's fine. But when they're just willy nilly picking places that taxpayers own, and they're marking it all up and graffiti-fying it. And they ought to go to penitentiary.
Oh, my God.
Banksy ought to be in penitentiary. Banksy, you got to go to penitentiary.
Now trending on the Ace and TJ Show.
So the cops did a welfare check on Britney Spears the other night.
I didn't know she was on welfare.
Turns out.
I thought she had plenty of money.
Better go on tour, Britney. Make some money. Her fans are, you know, rabid. And they saw that she had deleted her Instagram account. And they said, oh, we need to call the cops. Something's not right. So a lot of them did. They called 911, said, Britney's not okay. I'm calling to report a welfare check. And the 911 calls have been released. And who's the person you're calling to question about? Britney Spears. It's like these are people like all over the country. It's like, get a grip. And apparently Britney's not happy about it. So
and they already know exactly which, you know, department to call or which station, all that kind of stuff to get their welfare check done quickly. Well, yeah.
So you can just call a welfare check on anybody?
Well, you have to have some type of background. So when that many people call, then they go do it.
Okay.
You know, but otherwise you have to have a reason to call and say, here's the reason why we need to do a background check.
Unless you're a family member or something like that. Like a fella lived across the street from me one time, and his sister lived in another state, and she hadn't heard from him in a while, and she called in a well check, and the guy came over to our house and said, "Have you seen him lately?" And we said, "No, we haven't." And turned out he had committed suicide.
Ooh, yikes! Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's not funny at all.
Not at all.
It's not.
So why would I bring it up?
I don't know. You just really dumped in the mood, bud.
When I lived in an apartment right after my divorce, there was one of my neighbors, apparently. I didn't know him or anything. Didn't even know what they looked like. But I heard the cops out there. And I kind of stood by the door and listened. And apparently somebody had called a welfare check. And they were not happy about it because it was just some kind of a breakup relationship thing. And it was ugly.
Man, bring me a welfare check.
I know.
For real, can I?
Has Brittany cashed to hers yet?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that tells you, it gives you some insight into how sad my life was after divorce. I'm standing there in my little apartment, pressed against the door, listening to what's going on outside.
Wouldn't that have been a shock if they ended up knocking on your door and the welfare check was for you? We're worried about somebody. He's like, "Oh my God, what kind of crazy person do I live next to?" And they're like, "Open up."
It's you,
Ace. We know you're in there. Today's National Green Juice Day. Speaking of Ace, Ace drinks his greens every day.
Yeah, I haven't had them yet today, but I got to get them as soon as I get home today.
Please do.
Yeah.
The world is better for it. So grab a bottle of cold-pressed green juice for a simple way to get more nutrients from green vegetables in your daily diet.
It's good. I like green juice. Yeah.
I don't like it. It's terrible.
Well, how you drink them is gross, there is green juice that tastes delicious.
It tastes bad, but I do it.
There are also supplements that are powder form that provide the supply of vegetables and fruits and stuff every day that don't taste like greens. They taste like, you can get them at Tropical Punch flavor and stuff like that. It's along the lines of the same thing as a pre-workout kind of powder that you mix up. Yeah,
that's what mine are. A little powder and some water every day.
But what's it taste like?
Well, when you finish putting the other stuff in it, it all tastes terrible.
Yeah.
You just force it down. Yeah, gross. It's bad.
I've had orange flavor and tropical berry. All of those.
Yeah.
Mm.
I keep it pure.
That machine needs to be operating at a very high level.
As he turns up his big energy drink.
Right.
At the moment, he's drinking a monster.
Watermelon flavored monster. I hadn't had one in a few days. So
watermelon
flavored. I think it's the first day. Well, Monday. Yeah. Monday thing, I was off in 2 days. I'm cutting back.
Yeah, keep it natural and organic, bro.
I got to get some weight off.
Is there juice in that?
No.
There's not actual juice?
No, wake up, God, juice.
No. Yeah. Wake up.
Feel good. Thank you. I call it my wake up juice.
And then Donald Trump is now allowed to make his comeback on Facebook and Instagram. His suspension has ended. Even the ACLU, who's no fan of Donald Trump, said, "This is the right call. We don't appreciate and we don't like what he says, but this was the right call by Meta, who owns, you know, Facebook and Instagram."
Did they say that when he was taken off Twitter and Instagram and all that?
I don't know.
They whispered it.
Yeah, I don't think they were really there, like when it could have helped him in getting reelected and all. They never have stood up for him then.
Yeah, maybe not. But they did, you know, they said the threat of danger is over, so he can be allowed back on.
Of course.
But those are just a few things that are now trending.
Man, we got a lot going on today on the Ace and TJ show, but first and foremost, it's Food Feud 2023.
That's a good name.
Riggins, are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Riggins has put together some questions. Rob and I will go in a head-to-head battle to see who knows the most or the least about food. Next.
The Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant-free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
On the radio.
Shut up.
Sorry.
Ooh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for saying the S word.
Yeah. So, today's Thursday, right?
Yep.
Is that right? Okay. So, tonight, live from the living room with Ace and Amanda on our YouTube page for the second time. We were live from the living room last week for the big baby announcement. So, live from the living room, 7 Eastern tonight on our YouTube page. Go to YouTube, search for Ace TJ TV. And you can watch live from the living room tonight at 7 Eastern. Mm. If you've never seen it, please check it out. Like and subscribe.
Yep. So we get live from the living room
on our YouTube channel, blowing up these days. So everybody like and subscribe to our new YouTube channel, Ace TJ TV. So we kind of set this up earlier in the week that Rob and I, neither one of us know a lot about food. I don't want to speak for you, Rob, but that would be fair to say.
Yeah,
that's we're fair. Not food connoisseurs. I like fine dining. I just don't know anything about it, and I don't really care. Rob, not so much. Would that be fair to say, Rob?
Yes.
Okay. So we kind of had the idea to put together what we are calling, and I think Rob came up with a name, Food Feud.
Food Feud.
2023. So that's a good name. Reigns has put together some questions, and we are going to be answering said questions to see who knows the most or the least, whichever it may be, about food.
Yeah.
So if you're watching on YouTube, you can see Rob at the bottom right-hand corner now. So we're all seen on the screen and ready to go, so you don't hear just some annoying voice coming from out of the ether
wow.
somewhere. Sorry, I didn't mean annoying voice.
You did mean
yes,
it.
You did.
I meant, no, I didn't. I really didn't. I meant it can kind of be annoying if we don't see you when we hear you talking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they'll start easy, get harder.
Okay. And our name is our buzzer, right?
Do you want to go at the same time? Do you want to do that?
You want to do it that way?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Or should we just go and steal?
Yeah, maybe we'll do steal.
Okay, sounds good. Fire away.
All right, Ace, which ingredient is not in a Greek salad? Eggplant, cucumber, feta cheese, tomato.
In a Greek salad. Read them again.
Eggplant, cucumber, feta cheese, tomato.
Cucumber.
Wrong. Oh, Rob, chance to steal.
Eggplant.
Yeah.
Eggplant, that is correct.
Oh, I would have gone.
It'd be better if it was.
Can you keep score, Alexis?
Yes.
Here's a pen.
Oh, one for
I love
Rob.
Eggplant.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't like that feta.
Yeah.
That feta cheese.
Fried like eggplant feet. Is delicious.
So Rob on the board, one okay. point, Ace, nothing.
Okay.
Rob, a cremini is a type of what?
A cremini is a type of potato.
False. Mm. Ace, chance to steal. A cremini is a type of what?
Euro.
I beg your pardon?
No, I don't know.
A euro?
Cremini is a type
euro,
of euro.
A euro.
Like the, wrong. I don't know.
The money.
I have no idea.
Euro. A euro. Like
the currency in Europe.
It's a food quiz.
Yeah, I don't
know. It's a dollar.
I don't know the answer. I was just guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it? What's the answer?
A mushroom.
Oh.
Cremini it's a delicious mushrooms. Mushroom.
Okay, whatever.
One of the most common types of mushrooms.
Makes you know how I order cream
mushrooms?
Sauce.
I just ask for mushrooms.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So this, we will go to Ace for this.
Okay.
Calamari is what type of fish?
Oh, it's octopus.
Rob, chance to steal.
Squid.
Squid. Yes.
Squid. Okay.
Nice.
Squid, octopus, come on,
no,
man.
It's different.
Come on.
You can actually eat octopus
yeah,
is different.
Octopus is a different dish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Sorry,
that's
bud.
That's like saying catfish and grouper.
Yep.
They're two different.
Okay.
Two yeah, different.
Okay. So. I see how this is going down.
I feel like this. Okay. Okay. Well,
it's going.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. We can confirm it. Can we see
no,
if an octopus?
No, you're right. No, it's different.
You're right. I get it. Okay. You're right. Yeah. Oh, it's different. Right. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, he's going to be bitter bitty about this. Rob.
Yes.
Sauerkraut is composed of what vegetable?
Oh, we talked about this before recently, and I cannot remember. Composed of what vegetable, you say?
That's correct.
Is it cabbage?
That's correct.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. Rob's killing it. Yikes, Ace.
Three on the board.
Good job, Rob. That's impressive. Let's I like go. That.
Three on the season.
I'd like to thank Kicking It Country, who said we were splitting hairs on the whole squid octopus thing on YouTube. That's fine.
Yeah. You're willing to give it to you.
No, it's fine. I was wrong.
I mean, what's the screen name?
Kicking It Country.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Hey. By the way, for the record, this is going about how I thought it would.
Yeah.
I feel pressured to questions about food. I don't know. Go ahead. Yeah. What you got?
Ace, soda mixed with ice cream creates which dessert?
Well, it depends on the soda, but like if it's root beer, it would be a root beer float.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. It's a float.
It's a float.
Yeah. It's a float.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yay. I like that one.
So very patronizing. Oh, he's like, so angry.
On the board.
Stewing.
I don't mind losing. I just don't like being
this guy.
People being patronizing. But okay, go ahead.
Rob.
Stewing. Yes.
Name three fruits that are citrus fruits.
Lemon, lime, and orange.
Oh, wow.
That's correct.
Nailed it.
Wow. Nice job. Mm. All right. So, Alexis, what is the current total?
Rob 4, Ace 1.
That's not good.
Bit of a landslide. Ace, what is the boba made of in boba tea or bubble tea? What is the boba made of in boba tea?
Well, it's some type of plant, I'm sure. I don't know. Made of boba.
It's from the boba tree.
It's from the boba plant.
They are tapioca pearls. Oh, I should have given Rob the chance.
I wasn't going to get that.
Yeah, that's a hard one, though.
Tapioca.
Yeah. That's a hard
one. I was going to guess like tofu or something.
Especially for a conservative. Yeah. That's a hard one.
That's me a boba tea. I'm going to ever have I some love boba tea. I know you do. Exactly. That's my point.
You also don't know what's in a Greek salad. So, yeah. I mean, let's
not. I've never ordered a Greek salad in my life.
It's not that he doesn't know what's in a Greek salad. He doesn't know what isn't in a Greek salad.
Good correct. Point. Yeah.
Good right. point. It's a big difference.
Why would I order a Greek salad when I'm going to have a salad with some ranch?
Yeah, I know. You keep going back to that. But just because you have never experienced it doesn't mean you shouldn't know what it is. Like, I've never been to the Liberty Bell, but I know what it is.
Well, there's a little bit difference between knowing a piece of American culture and a Greek stupid salad.
Oh, the Greeks wouldn't agree with you on
that. Well, I'm not
careful,
in Greece.
Bud.
Women love
you're
Greek
pushing
salad.
It now.
Yeah. Yeah, women love Greek salad.
I know. Amanda gets a Greek salad all the time. And I'm just not a fan.
And you're not paying attention.
Correct.
To her, and that's what Riggins is getting at.
Well,
you're not paying enough attention to your wife.
Yeah. Did you? Were you in my home last night?
Tech D Rob, yes. Prunes are made from what?
Prunes are made from plums.
That's correct.
Wow, Rob.
Are you juggling stuff?
No,
in
I'm
there?
Not. Well, yeah. I'm not. I swear. I can't Google that fast.
Did you know that, Ace?
I didn't know that one. I would have got that one.
I thought grapes at first. I was like, no, that's not right. That's raisins.
And what benefit do prunes bring?
Oh, I know.
They keep you regular. Regular. Yep. They keep you regular.
I would have gotten that one, Alexis. I really would have.
I know you would have because...
No, she laughed at me, then pointed and looked at Riggins.
Okay. Well, you know why I know you would have gotten? Because all old people know what prunes
that's
are.
That's what she was going to say.
See, I wasn't even going to go there, but you want to go there? All right.
Okay. Game's over. I don't think I want to play the game anymore.
That was the first round. Those were the easy ones.
Were they?
Yeah.
What was that question you asked me about? Boba would be considered a first round question?
Yeah, boba tea. Everybody knows it's tapioca pearls.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not fair to ask a conservative, seriously.
What do you mean everybody knows it's tapioca? I've only heard of boba tea because Alexis brought it up one day.
I bet Amanda drinks boba tea.
But she does.
Yeah.
But they also drink booch, so.
Yeah,
you know what kombucha is.
Yeah, good point.
Right? I really don't.
Conservatives shouldn't really know.
I don't really know what it is. I just have some when we have it around the house.
You drink greens and you drink kombucha.
The Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
interrupt the previously scheduled Ace and TJ program for some breaking news. This just happened. So I send my wife a text every morning, you know, good morning text. And she just sent me one back telling me to have a great day and that she loves me and blah, blah, blah. How wonderful I am, so forth, so on. Your regular stuff. And then she sent me this, and it's a screen cap of a message she received on her Facebook page. And it says, from a guy named Jim, who lives in Catskill, New York. And it says, I know you're married, but I would like to have a baby with you. Please let me know if you would be interested. If you say yes, I will relocate to where you are so I can be closer to you with our child. And I responded with, tell him yes, he can move in and pay the mortgage.
Sure.
She said, I responded sarcastically, LOL, sure thing.
Just give him the one y'all already have coming.
Right. I responded sarcastically, LOL, sure thing. And he immediately tried Facebook calling me. I had to block this weirdo.
Oh, boy.
What?
Crazy people. And this morning he messaged that? Like, he just did that? He's up at 6?
Yeah, it was there when she woke up. And oh, so, you know, I said, why would you reply to that, LOL? She goes, because it was so stupid. I felt like it.
Whoa.
She said, sure thing.
Mm.
I'm on it.
I know you're married, but I would like to have a baby with you. Please let me know if you would be interested. If you say yes, I will relocate to where you are so I can be closer to you with our child.
Yeah, she should have just sent him a picture and said, I've already gotten started. I'm way ahead of you. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on down.
Yeah.
You don't even have to do the work.
Right. Already pregnant.
Yeah, just show up. We're good to go.
She's like, oh, never mind.
Do you get a lot of messages like that, Alexis? Guys, it's like, hey, being crude right out of the box.
Oh, definitely. But I've never had anybody tell me they want to have a baby with me.
No, that was that's his opening. That's the first time she's ever gotten a message from this guy. That's it.
No,
I've already got one old creepy guy in my life. I don't need two.
So I already got one baby from old creepy guy. I don't need two.
Wow, that was really funny.
I get the TLC show to her. Two creepy guys. Yeah.
The Catskills. He's up in, that's the mountains, right? Catskill Mountains?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's old mountain man.
Yeah. Catskill, New York. His name is Jim.
Jim.
Old Jimmy.
Yeah, they're not even friends on Facebook. Mm. He just drops that little joyous message to start the day.
Jim wants to be a daddy.
Yeah.
That's all.
I've been looking for a reason to leave the Catskills.
No. Yeah. I think Jim wants to be a dad. He's not prepared to be a daddy.
He needs to have somebody betrothed to him.
Maybe he saw her pregnant. That's what like got him excited or whatever. A lot of guys are into that.
That's real weird. That's real weird.
Yeah.
Real weird.
Mm.
But either way, you know, he's going to go out and pay the mortgage.
Yeah. I mean,
what are we talking about? Let's just don't jump right out there and say no right away.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
So, one of the beautiful things about social media is the fact that we can talk about something on the show, but then continue to get responses all day long. Something we talked about yesterday when it comes to lying elicited a response that came later in the evening. That is crazy. Just crazy. We'll give you the details next.
The Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Let me tell you something here now. If you're feeling kind of blue because the weather has been not great, getting down, something that'll pick you up is some meat. You need some meat. put on your front steps with Omaha Steaks delivery. You get Omaha Steaks delivered to your home. It is going to be a great day for you. Just like it is whenever I get Omaha Steaks. That's not just steaks that you can get when you go to omahasteaks.com. They also have gourmet hot dogs and burgers and chicken and side dishes and desserts. And I mean, it's just unbelievable. So when you go to omahasteaks.com and use the promo code TJ at the checkout, then you're going to get $30 off your order. Now, you're already able to stock up on the Omaha Steaks customer favorites, you know, and save up to 55% all over the website there. But then that $30 off at checkout when you use the promo code TJ just makes it even better. So it's not just they got great deals and great prices. The food is excellent, top quality stuff at Omaha Steaks. So go check them out at omahasteaks.com. Promo code TJ, save $30 at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Before we get into this crazy lie this lady shared with us yesterday that you will tell somebody later on today, there was something that's going viral from a basketball game last night between Duquesne and Loyola of Chicago. Now, you would think, what would that possibly be during the game? Because these are not thought of as two national powerhouses. But a delivery guy from Uber Eats walked onto the court with a food order while the game was going on. Like, as the game was taking place, there was some confusion at first as exactly why the game had to be stopped. This is the announcer running the replay, trying to figure out exactly what has just transpired.
We got an official's timeout, and somebody came on the floor. Uber Eats delivery or something there is carrying some McDonald's.
Was he going to deliver the McDonald's to somebody on the court?
That's an Uber Eats sticker. Let's see if we can see this. No, this is going to be the turnover in the
corner. There he is, there in the corner. Yay.
Who's he delivering it to?
The ref. The ref said later. Give it to me later. Not now.
Give it to me later. Not now.
It was just for TJ to hear those guys' voices. The ref said later. Give it to me later.
When did the ref order it?
I don't know. It's probably. Of course it is. But I found it to be very funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
So yesterday in the show, we were talking about the lie that you tell regularly. And we got a message from a lady who would like to remain anonymous that came in late yesterday afternoon. What?
I think I saw this.
Yeah. It says, I'm so late answering this, but hear me out. I lie at work. My brother passed away 2 years ago. I took in his kids. Daycare costs are outrageous. I couldn't afford to continue watching the kids and maintain my hours at work. So my job decided to demote me and give me a 40-hour work week, Monday through Friday. I was working close to 80 previously. I love this new schedule despite losing income of $2,000 a month. The kids went back home to their mother last August. My job thinks I still have them. Every now and then, the kids get sick and I can't make it into work. I love my current hours. I can live without that extra income, especially now that I don't have to pay daycare. Win for me. Hashtag, they will never know.
Ooh. Isn't that crazy?
So they allowed her to take this demotion, so to speak, because it was more convenient for her. Clearly, to me, on the understanding that if the kids go back to their mom, you go back to the job that you were that you had previously. Now she's even taking days off. Hey, the kids are sick. I'm going to have to miss Thursday or whatever. Wrong?
She said they'll never find out. And but the Lord will. The Lord knows.
Mm-hmm. He knows every day. Oh, no.
Alexis, simple question. Is it wrong?
I mean, I think so because it's going to catch up to her at some point.
She's not cheating them out of money because she took less money.
But she's calling out sick because the kids are sick. That's the part. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Keep the job, whatever. They don't need to know that the kids are back.
Just don't call out sick. Don't call out the kids sick. Are sick. But if they find out she doesn't have the kids, they're going to expect her to go back to the job that she had before. And she doesn't want to do that.
Right.
So she took the loss of income just to have the better hours. Is it a lie?
It is a lie.
Of course.
It's definitely a lie.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
A big award show had to apologize to a 12-year-old, and I think everybody's going to agree. These people are awful. We'll get to the story, and now trending coming up next.
Ace and TJ.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics. Neogenix.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.